Chinese central authorities are vowing to provide all necessary support for the anti-pandemic effort in Hong Kong if needed. The novel coronavirus has infected over 2,600 people in the city. On Sunday, Hong Kong reported nearly 130 new infections, the fifth straight day with new cases surpassing 100. The liaison office of the central government says the mainland can help Hong Kong improve its testing capability and to build makeshift hospitals. The Chinese mainland reported 57 new local coronavirus infections on Sunday. 41 were found in Urumqi, a city in the Xinjiang region, and 14 in Dalian, a city in Liaoning province. Jilin province also reported two new confirmed cases, both related to the recent outbreak in Dalian. A ceasefire has come into effect in eastern Ukraine. This comes after Ukraine, Russia, and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe agreed on establishing a ceasefire in the Donbass region. Their agreement provides for a ban on offensive and reconnaissance actions and the use of firearms. Both the Russian and Ukrainian presidents have stressed the importance of unconditional compliance with these agreements. President Vladimir Putin says Russia's navy will be armed with hypersonic nuclear strike weapons and underwater nuclear drones. Putin was speaking in St. Petersburg at an annual naval parade that showcases Russia's best ships, nuclear submarines, and naval aviation. He says the navy's capabilities are growing. The weapons include the Poseidon underwater nuclear drone designed to be carried by submarines and the Zircon hypersonic cruise missile, which can be deployed on surface ships. The Russian Defense Ministry says the weapons are in their final testing phase. Australia's second most populous state recorded nearly 460 new coronavirus cases, the second highest daily total in a few days. Premier Daniel Andrews says Victoria also reported 10 COVID-19 deaths in the past 24 hours, the country's highest total in a day. He says the state's second wave is being driven by workplace infections.
It can't get any more serious than that. The 10 families are currently planning funerals, and the youngest among them, they've lost someone in their 40s. Please wear a mask, everyone. And if you don't, you'll get fined.
Australia's avoided the worst of the crisis seen in other countries, but authorities are struggling to contain the current outbreak in Victoria. The country has recorded more than 14,400 cases so far. The downpour that's been lashing Chongqing since Saturday has left one dead and two others missing. High water levels along four rivers triggered a landslide, creating a barrier lake. Over 95,000 residents have been affected by the heavy rainfall, including 1,500 passengers stranded at an airport in Wenzhou after the landslide blocked the only road leading there. Over 300 houses have collapsed, and the direct economic losses have reached 147 million yuan, or 21 million U.S. dollars. Emergency evacuations have been organized for people in downstream areas. A survey shows that 95% of people in China trust their government, 5 points higher than in January. The number is also higher than that of the other surveyed countries. The United States is second to last, with only 48% of people saying they trust their government. The survey conducted in April sampled over 13,000 respondents in China, as well as 10 other Asian, European, and North American countries. At least seven people have been injured after a speeding car plowed into pedestrians in Berlin. The 24-year-old driver has been arrested, but it's unclear whether he was under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Berlin police spokesperson Martin Hellwig says terrorism has been excluded.
What we know at the moment is that there was an accident early this morning. A 24-year-old was driving a car and lost control turning left at the intersection, because he was speeding. There are currently no indications of a political or religious motive.
Police are still investigating the incident. The Pantanal wetlands in Brazil have recorded the largest number of fires in 21 years. The Brazilian National Institute for Space Research identified over 3,800 fires so far this year. Fewer than 1,000 fires were recorded during the first 6 months of last year. The total area of the Pantanal that burned during the first half of this year was 5,100 square kilometers. A state of emergency has been declared.